Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining me today here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon, and I'm so delighted to be with you today. My listeners, and I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. It's actually pretty nice here today. Sun is shining really nicely and a little cool and brisk, but it's nice. I hope it's nice where you are, even if it's raining. It doesn't matter. Hopefully you're having a good day. And I say it all the time to all my faithful listeners, thank you so much for your support. I just love, 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 love you. I do. Thank you so much. And to all my new listeners, welcome. Welcome to the show. And listen, if you have questions or comments, you're more than welcome to dial in because this show is live. You can dial 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872. Just push option 1, and you will be put into the queue for questions. You'll be put into the queue for questions. And also, you know, if you'd like to send me a note, just go to our website. And on our contacts page, just send me a note. If you have a topic idea, a topic suggestion, I'd love to hear it. I really would. Feel free to send me a note if you want to. You can catch me or follow me on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. You can send it to www.enjoylifeinc.com. www.enjoylife, that's the letter N, J-O-Y-L-I-F-E-I-N-C, enjoylifeinc.com. Go on over there to the website, check it out, and send me a note. If you have an event or something that's coming up, let me know about it. I would love to know about some of the events that you're a part of, or if your organization has something coming up, go ahead and tell me about it under our event section. I definitely would love to hear about it, and maybe you'll be able to come and support. So check that out. But once again, thank you so much for joining us today. Well, today I am going to be sharing or talking about a topic that some of you may or may not have had to deal with, but nonetheless, I think it's an interesting topic in the form of a question. So I am going to give you some feedback on that question, and I'm going to share with you what that question is. You already know what I'm going to say. I'm going to share with you what that question is. When we come back from our short break, to share with you our topic and also share with you what the mission of this show is right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
I want to thank you so much for joining me here on the show today, where the mission of this show, the Marketing Pulpit, is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. Yeah, we do our best to do that, and we try to bring programming that enlightens, informs, and entertains. And of course, we talk about relationship issues too. So we talk about some of everything on the show. But today, the topic that I'm going to be dealing with comes in the form of a question. Yes. In the form of a question. And here goes the question. What would you do if your significant other asked you to lose weight? Yep. What would you do if your significant other asked you to lose weight? I'm sure when you heard that question, some things probably went through your mind. And, hey, if you want to dial in and share with me your thoughts on that question, feel free, 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872. But what would you do if your significant other asked you to lose weight? What would that conjure in your mind? Well, there have been some people who have been asked that very question, you know. And not only that, but gave them an ultimatum. If you don't lose weight and put that ultimatum, or I would marry you, but you need to lose some weight first, what would you do? Well, I want to talk a little bit about that. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is the ultimatum doesn't have to be to lose weight. It can be any type of ultimatum. I would marry you, but you don't make enough money, or I would like to be with you, but your hair's too short, you're too tall, you're too thin, because of the color of your skin. What would you do if you were given an ultimatum like that? Well, I want to talk about it, thinking, well, if somebody told me that, I'd leave. Or if somebody told me that, I'd tell them to get to stepping. Or if someone told me that, it would hurt my feelings. It would break my heart. It would make me feel bad. Well, that ultimatum has been given to folk, and that's why I want to talk about it a little bit here on the show. And as I shared with you before, we do our best to not just talk about business topics, but I do like to talk about relationship issues as well, because those issues are important to people. And sometimes if you're not doing well in your relationships, you may not be as productive at work. Or if you're feeling bad or have a low self-esteem because of physical features that you may have that you can do absolutely nothing about, you from being productive, and we want you to be as productive as you can be. So what would you do if someone gave you an ultimatum? Well, there was, and not just one or two people. I'm just going to share with you the story of quite a few people who were given this ultimatum. Hey, I love to be with you. I love to marry you, but you need to lose some weight. Particularly, a young lady was very hurt by what she heard when she was given this ultimatum. But of course, she wasn't. It didn't come as a complete surprise to her, because she knew she had a weight problem. In her mind, she felt she had a weight problem. And because she felt she had this weight problem, she really didn't have any type of criteria for who she would date or who she would allow in her life. So it didn't come as a surprise to her that somebody that she was dating said, hey, I like you, but. And at this particular time in her life, she really didn't take good care of herself. She ate what she wanted to eat. didn't have any type of limits on the types of foods that she ate. And not only that, but she was gaining like 2-3 pounds every month. So for a long time, she didn't have issues with her weight. Didn't start out that way. Because when she was younger, she had no issues with her weight. She was kind of curvy and had a lot of energy, social butterfly, loved to be around people, a confident, very confident person. But then somewhere along the way, life happened. And with depression and other types of issues that came into this young lady's life, she began to gain weight, began to eat the types of things that she wanted to eat to her. And when the weight started coming on, she really didn't notice that she had gained up to 300-400 pounds. And she wasn't tall. She was pretty, she was kind of short. But you know, when you see yourself every day, you really don't see yourself changing. I remember when I used to work, my dad and I, he got me into training at the gym, and he was actually my coach in the gym, and I went because he was there, and I used to love hanging out with my dad. We went to the gym 3 or more times a week, and I didn't know that I was changing because I was seeing myself every day, but people would comment and say, wow, do you go to the gym? Some of the bodybuilders at the gym would go up to him and say, hey, you need to get her into competition. You know, I couldn't see it, but other people could. And it's the same way if you've been a certain size and then all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but over time, you start gaining weight, you don't notice it. You don't notice that you are really getting beyond your ideal weight. So this is what happened to this young lady. And so when she met someone who seemed to have taken an interest in her, she was shocked. So what ended up happening? She realized after several years that she may not have loved herself, because she felt like if she loved herself, she wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. But in dating men who accepted her for the size that she was, and traveling and doing different things, it didn't really hit her until she really started liking someone and wasn't sure if they were just friends or if they were more than friends. And he actually told her, hey, you know what, I think you're a nice person, I think you're a cool person, and I would marry you, but, you know, you need to take care of yourself. So guess what that did? Yeah, it started her to thinking, I really like this person, and he seems to be into me. So she started taking a look at herself, and what ended up happening was this one person who really liked being friends with her started investing to her being a healthy person. And encouraging her. And so, to make a long story short, eventually this young lady got it together, had that person in her life motivating her to be better, to lose that weight, to get healthier, to get stronger. And as a result, her life started to change. And what she realized was this person that was encouraging her didn't care about the fact that she was 300, 400, 500 pounds. He didn't care. He didn't care about those things. He cared. And you and I both know in a world like what we live in, it's not the easiest thing to find somebody who loves you for who you are, not for what you have or the money that you can make or for the material things that you have, but they love you for who you are. And she realized that she had found someone who cared about her maybe more than she cared about herself. And she started asking herself some key questions. You know, if you loved yourself, would you allow yourself to look this way, to be this way? I don't want to lose this person. So, yeah, I want to do better. And she did. And as a result, her life changed, her mindset changed. So I want to talk to anyone out there who's been given an ultimatum from somebody that you really care about. An ultimatum such as, listen, I would marry you, I would date you, I would be with you if you lose weight or if you gain weight or if you grow your hair out, if you were a different color, or if you've been given ultimatums and you've been told things like that, let me share something with you. This young lady who realized that, hey, you know what, I got to love myself. I need to take care of myself. It's not fair for me to give less than my best to someone who's given me their best. You know, so I want to speak to anybody out there. In fact, we all probably could fit into this situation. You know, we all have things and issues that make us feel less than who we are, things that challenge our ideal love for ourselves. And one thing this is, we go into this new year, I know a lot of people have said that they want to have these new year resolutions. I just challenge you to ask yourself, why are you making these new year resolutions? What's your real purpose in doing so? Many times we like to just jump on the bandwagon. Whoa, all these people are making these New Year resolutions. I'm going to make some resolutions too. But you're not really thinking about why, and you're just doing it because other people are doing it, and you're doing it because you want to make, you think it sounds good. But once you make that resolution and the days and the weeks and the months pass, and you're no more closer to your goal than you were when you started. Because you make resolutions for the wrong reason. And we're programmed to think. Lots of times we are programmed to think that we're not worthy of love, we're not worthy of someone really caring for us because we don't look like what we see in magazines or what's portrayed on television. Because we don't look like that, we think we're not worthy to be cared for, to be loved, because you may have more curves or you may have more weight or you may be too skinny. You think, oh, wow, I don't look like that person, so I don't think anybody's going to like me or care for me. So subconsciously, you believe that if you're overweight or if you look this way or that way, that you're either sexy, that you're frumpy, you know, those who may want larger chests and they're flat, you may feel like, oh, nobody's going to love me because I don't have enough chest, or I don't have enough hips, or I don't have enough this, or I don't have enough that. And so subconsciously, we think we're not worthy. And what you need to understand is, I don't care how beautiful you are. I don't care how pretty you are. I don't care how long or short your hair is. I don't care how much weight you have or how thin you are. Somebody's not going to like the way you look. The most beautiful people in the world have issues with relationships. So it must not have anything to do with the way you look or how much weight you have as to whether or not you're worthy to be loved. What really matters is, why you feel that you're not worthy because of those things. So if someone's giving you an ultimatum and it has bothered you to the fact that you've become depressed, you start looking at yourself as not worthy. You started looking at yourself as, you know what? I don't deserve this person to love me because I'm too this. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm not the right color. I'm too short. I'm too tall. I don't make enough money. I don't drive the right car. I don't have the fancy clothes. You stopped and said, wow, I don't deserve to be loved because of. We're going to talk about that when we come back. So, if you were given the ultimatum, or if you have been given the ultimatum of, if you were less weight, or if you lose weight, I'd marry you, or if you were taller, I'd marry you, if you made more money, I would love to be with you, if you were pretty, I'd be your friend, been given an ultimatum. Especially if you are with someone and they've given you the ultimatum, and especially if you're married and someone's giving you the ultimatum of, if you don't lose weight, I'm going to leave you, or I will marry you if you were smaller, taller, richer. We're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Jay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I just want to take this time once again to say thank you for joining me here on this platform, the Marketing Pulpit, where our mission really is build strong businesses, but we also want to enlighten, inform, and entertain you at the same time. And today we are discussing ultimatums. But people give ultimatums because of our physical attributes. What do you do? What do you say? How does it make you feel? We're programmed to think sometimes that we're not worthy because of the things that we see, that we've seen for years, the messages that we've been given for years via television, via magazines, going to school. People tend to think that the ideal person looks a certain way, acts a certain way, dresses a certain way, drives certain types of car, has a certain type of career, and you're programmed to think that you are successful, or you're worthy to be loved, or you're worthy to be cared about if you fit into these categories. Well, newsflash, there are a lot of people, thousands of people who fit into those categories, and they are abused mentally, physically, they're dumped, they're divorced, they're cheated on, stolen from. So that can't be true, that if you fit a certain type of criteria, that you're worthy to be loved and worthy to be cared for. So that must not be true. So what is true? What is true? Well, what's true is, many times we feel certain ways about ourselves because the nurturing of your character, the nurturing of your soul, the nurturing of your heart and your mind hasn't been given as much attention as it should be. See, when we were, before we were born, before we were created, for those of you who believe in a higher power, purpose and plan for your life was already there. Society, television, radio gives more attention to your outside appearance as opposed to the inside, those characteristics that truly make you a beautiful person. I'm sure you have seen people who are just gorgeous and handsome on the outside, but they're just as nasty with their attitudes as they can be. And then you've seen some average-looking people, or people who may not be so average-looking, who are just as to earth and as nice and giving as they can be. And you've seen some gorgeous, handsome people who are wonderful, nice people. So what really matters here? What really matters? What really matters is that you understand that your physical, the physical aspects of yourself, yeah, that's important, taking care of yourself, looking good, making sure your hygiene is up to par. But what also matters is who you are truly as a person, your character. Are you long-suffering? Are you patient? Are you kind to your family? Are you kind to your children? Do you work? Are you trying your best to be your best? Do you put time and invest in your personal development? Your personal development. Not so much as, you know, getting your hair done every other week, getting your nails, making sure you're clothed. That's good too. But what about your personal development? Have you nurtured the ability to love and care for people? Have you nurtured the ability to be patient and kind and trustworthy? Have you nurtured the ability to gain skills, to learn more about things that will make you marketable? Have you nurtured those things about yourself? Do you have positive self-talk? Meaning, do you tell yourself, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am beautiful. I am special. I am here for a reason. Because guess what? Guess what? Guess what? There's nobody else on this planet like you. No one else like you. No one. Nobody. You're special. What you need to start doing is stop focusing on that outward appearance and start focusing on the inside. Why are you here? What is your purpose? You are unique. You are here for a reason. And if you're not doing what you are purposed to do, you will not be happy. You will not be fulfilled. What is your purpose here? And when you start thinking about those things and you start nurturing those aspects of your life, the weight, all of that is going to take care of itself, I promise you. So if somebody gave you an ultimatum, first of all, determine, do they really love you? And are they giving you an ultimatum because they truly care? Are they willing to help you to get to be the ideal person that genuinely are? Are they there just so that they can get what they want from you, not caring about you at all? And deep down in your heart, you know the answer to that question. So if you've been given an ultimatum, take a look at who's giving it to you, why they're giving it to you. But more importantly, even if they leave or if they stay, remember, you are special. You are important. There's a reason that you are the way you are. And if you're not happy with the way you are, you can change it. You can do it. But do it because you want to do it, and you're doing it for the right reasons. Well, I love you, the show, and I hope you will tune in with me next week. I have a special guest that will be with us on next week, so tune in with me again right here on this platform, The Marketing Pulpit, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for tuning in. This is Sharon.